It's not that bad. Look on the bright side. I won. First round's down. Oh, don't give me that look. You know, I only got beat up because that's a tough opponent. You know, not all of them look that tough, right? Yeah, told you, it's not that bad, just that antiseptic to kind of hurt. Just a little bit. Oh, I could tune it out if you want. But don't you like the fan service? Well deserved, I guess. If you say so. Mom? Do you just like patching me up or something? Maybe it makes you a little happier. You are special to me. The difference is, we can't keep meeting like this. No. Not because of that. But because they're always trying to get me through you. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can't protect yourself. But it's different when my dad gets involved. The others, they're just small fries. We both know that. But they still keep using dirty means, right? I'm not saying cheap shots aren't allowed. In fact, I use them all the time. And opening's an opening. And anyone who complains isn't a real fighter in the first place. I mean, think about it. There's people who use cheap shots as their main tactic. If you can't beat them, well, boo-hoo. Cry about it. What? Getting too talkative about that? Well, what shall we talk about? I told you, it's not so bad. I may look like a mess, but up you go. Can lift you like you're a rag doll. Surprised? Shouldn't be. You know, since we met, I've always kind of been a little bit stronger than the average, right? Not boasting, just saying. You heal my wounds, you heal my heart. You really think I'm that hurt? Trust me, this isn't as bad as that incident. I mean, how? At least there's no poisons involved this time. Though they say, what doesn't kill you makes you so much stronger, right? And I'm not dead, so what seems to be the problem? Sweet stuff. With your back against the wall, you remind me of something. Like a cornered deer. I'm only half kidding when I say that. There is a lovely prey quality you have, you know? Not to get too into the whole chemistry we got going on. But something about that reaction there. Yeah, that one. It's too perfect. Really gets my blood flowing to all the right places. Now you're still not convinced I'm at 100%, huh? Well, that's a bit of a problem, right? I wouldn't want to worry you, so. Remember last time, you and I? Last time you doubted me, I won the bet. You trying to make another one? Or maybe you're just trying to get on that side of me. Oh, don't be that way. It's only natural, baby. You should know. You and I, we've got chemistry in ways that would make, well, animals look bad. Isn't it kind of nice? Always wanting to do it. Shh. That face? Now that is cute. Come on, babe. You don't think I'm that insensitive to take you right here, right now, do you? I said I'd give them a run for their money. Not that I am an animal. Wow. Well, well. So that's it, huh? You kind of think I am that wild beast, huh? You think that right now I'm undressing you with my eyes? Something like that? Well, far be it from me to disappoint, but you're half right. What does the victor take when he wins? You see, it's not always about the bet. It's not always even about the stakes. Hell, it's not even always about the timing. But what it is always about is that sweet, sweet reward. Look at me. Hey, Jenna. You and I, we've got some unfinished business from last night. Didn't you see me? I kind of took it out on that guy. Just a little bit. Maybe I did him dirty. But, you know, can't go showing an opponent too much weakness, right? You gotta learn each time, but love's kind of like fighting. That slight bit of competition just makes me a little bit more suited for the job, right? Hey. You patched me up, so you deserve a reward, right? Maybe we both do. Think about it. I won the match, you patched me up, always looking out for me. Plus, there's plenty of times when you, being in a relationship with me, has landed you in more than a little trouble. But really, you keep on coming back. Feisty, ain't you? Back against the wall, and you still always look at me with those eyes. Honestly, that's sexy as hell. I get lost so many times just thinking about the things I'm gonna do to you when we get home. But somehow you seem almost half disappointed by that. You watch me fight with those eyes filled with hope and wonder. Maybe a bit of worry sometimes when I got my back on the ropes. But even then, you never stop believing, do you? I feel it. When I'm fighting against monsters, demons, whatever you want to call the people at the upper echelon that all want to be the strongest, I always think of you at the end. When I feel like maybe I'm going to pass out, like I might have a chance at losing, which rarely happens, but what usually happens is pretty simple. I think about you, my reward, and half the reason I fight so hard. That reward of you, you know, your touch, your voice, your company, the sex really sells it. But it's the touch. It's underestimated. Love making, it feels like fighting in reverse. another form of mastery of body, heart, mind, and soul. Not to get poetic, but with you, just feels right. Come on, you don't blame me for that, do you? Because you're really no different. You've got the chemistry, the passion, the way that you're always one step ahead. Maybe my competitive side has the best of me sometimes. Because I don't like it, letting you have an easy win. I like to draw it out. Really make you feel things you didn't think you could. Learn new things about your body. About your expressions. When the little details, the finer things come right into being right before my eyes. Visualizing. Well, guess I don't have to leave much to the imagination, do I? With that smoking, hot body, and that even hotter touch, to say I've got a libido for you, that's basically like saying a joke in comparison to how much is really there. You know, I also like to compete to beat our records. How long we've gone before? It's been, what? One time it was 7 hours. Another time, 26. How'd we even manage that? Yet each time, I realize something. Those long times, they're great. Don't get me wrong. But as I got just a little bit more acquainted with your body, I realized something. You have a really unique way that you move when I'm on top of you, when I hold you just right, and I look you into your eyes, and I tell you, the words aren't exactly important. It's that conveying of feelings that happened. It makes it pretty obvious when they say sparks fly. Sorry. But I'm not sorry for this. Don't get it twisted. You're mine. All mine. And I might not completely deserve you. Maybe not yet. But I won't stop until I do. Until every inch has a mark for me. Until every little feeling that you could possibly experience gets experienced. But that's not enough, no. You know me. I don't really like accepting that there's a limit to something, right? And that's why it's different. I can see it. Just like with fighting, every time, those tiny little details that add up to another W. Finding out all those subtleties with you? Well, let's just say, I'm not gonna wait until we get home. So you're a sweaty, bloody man right here. Mostly healed up, thanks to a certain someone. Well, doctor, I guess we're going to have to get to the bottom of this. Since we've never done things outside of the house. Hopefully you don't mind nursing me back to health. Sexual health, at least. What? You've already done all the rest of it, right? I'm basically in tip-top shape. Still don't believe me. After I picked you up like that? Want me to throw you against the wall? Ravish your body? Is that what you're trying to get at? Perfect. Because I was going to do that. Well, as long as you're still in the mood. Though I can feel it. You know, as an experienced fighter, feeling all the little details and changes about people's body close to mine never feels the same until you touch someone with a loving embrace, you know? Like right now, I can tell some part of you likes this, pinned against the wall. Predator and prey. Feisty little thing we've got going on. Maybe a lot of you. Maybe all of you. But there's only one way to settle it. Only one way that makes any kind of sense to move forward. It's so obvious, but I'm going to make love to you. And don't worry. I can hear it now. I'm concerned for someone might hear, someone might see, right? It's not public if we lock the door. As for them hearing, well, doesn't really matter. If we leave out the window here after we're done, they wouldn't even know who it was. Plus, this underground arena, I'm kind of well-versed with how it is. Not a lot of people go back here. So you could probably be as loud as you could possibly be. In fact, I think I'd like to make you as loud as you can be. I like it when you're breathless, panting, screaming my name. Call it a bit of a toxic side, but when you can barely move, when you're so pinned down by me, so unbelievably ragged that you can't even think anymore, that, my dear, is when you just do something to me. Maybe it's the crazy blood I've got, or maybe it's something else. But whatever it is, it just makes me want to go 10 rounds further. Would be a shame right now if I were to nibble on that neck, wouldn't it? Oops. A little late for that, huh? No. Not like that. Here, don't hold those touches back. You're making me jealous. That's it. Touch your man. Show me all that desire. Wear it on your sleeve like me. You feel how hard I am? Or is it just me? Because I definitely can tell you're turned on under there. I told you. Call it fighter's intuition. Maybe lover's intuition. Maybe. Just maybe, baby. I'm just built different that way. That when I feel you, when my hands go up these sexy sides, I can just tell. I can feel your heart beating through your fucking hips. And that's something special. I can hear how you breathe. I can see how you squirm. And I can see what those hands are doing. Guess you're greedy today. Trust me, I'm not complaining. If anything, I think it just adds to the satisfaction of that slow burn chill running down your spine of how good you know it's gonna feel. Or maybe it already does. If you like getting bit in the neck, nibbled on, hickeys, if that's what you wanna call it. All that, and that's just the bare minimum. Ain't that the best part? The anticipation. I know it's killing you, but don't die on me just yet. Actually, don't die on me ever. I won't. Scout's honor. Move that body. Move it against me. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Now that is a sight for sore eyes. Off comes some clothes. Voila. Now that's what belongs to me. Come take a closer look at what belongs to you. I'm sure there's plenty to admire right now. Right? You're not very shy with your eyes right now. I like that. The honesty is dripping down your thigh. Look at that. That's my baby. Shh, that's it. Taking the initiative, huh? I don't really mind that. Just don't think I'm gonna take it laying down. Flip you around like that. Now you're just as vulnerable as me. Yes, it's a 69 kind of day. What? You started it. I saw you looking at my cock. I know it was just mere moments away, but I knew you were gonna start sucking it. Can't give you the initiative. The tempo would be all mixed up. Consider yourself warned, because I'm just a tad bit hungry right now. Itadakimasu. Thanks for the appetizer. Oh, that's sad. I know this is an infirmary, but this bed's not that bad for making this nice little love war. Guess the second match was earlier than I thought. A reward and a battle. How's it feel? I see. Taking the offensive. Think I talk too much? Maybe. I told you. You might have the offense, but what's better to distract you than a perfectly fine counterattack? God damn. Your hole is quite tasty. Twitching like crazy, too. Don't give me that look. Least of all, with my cock in your mouth. But if you must look so judgmental, certainly you won't mind if I attack even more. can't get those eyes off me. There's something fucking rude about watching. Watching as my cock just disappears in your mouth, yet your eyes look towards me like that. Peeking over, looking up and down my shaft like that. You're wide open right now. Don't give up on me yet. Feel it? That's something else. Damn. Both of us having such low stamina. Now that's not something I expected. Don't talk with your mouth full. Still coming. By the looks of it, you too, huh? You can see the steam, can't you? How hot and heavy we are. If I wasn't hallucinating, I'd say that the semen's still in your mouth. My cum layering is thick, nice, flavorful. I'm hoping that is one hell of a look you've got there. Oh, don't blame me for swallowing already. I just couldn't help myself when you gave me, you know, this all-I-can-eat buffet. And if I didn't know any better, I'd say you're being a bit of a brat right now. Having that, holding it in your mouth like you're better than me. Don't get me wrong. I love that feisty side to you. But if you think I'm just gonna put up with it and let you be on your merry way after just this, an appetizer. I told you, I'm hungry. And the only thing I want to eat right now is you. Only this time, I'll be partaking in all of you. That whole body. Every perfect inch of it. Sorry, but I'm not gonna let you come easy. Not this time. I'm gonna make you come so fucking hard. You lose your fucking mind. Shh, don't give me that. I told you it's rude to talk with your mouth so full. So why not just leave it to me? As if you'd ever do that. Your feisty pride won't let you, huh? Up you go. As light as a feather. And perfect to shove you into a nice little pretzel. One that might need a little stuffing, if you catch my drift. Look at you. Glistening. Glistening with so much. You know that scent in the air right now? The smell of you. The smell of sex. It just, it turns me on in a way I can't even explain. After I just came, just look at how hard you made me. I'm like twice as hard as before. Hot and bothered doesn't even begin to explain it. That's it. You get it now. Desire kind of beating that pride a little, huh? Is that you spreading yourself for me? No, of course not. You wouldn't just give in like that, would you? Unless it's a trap somehow. You think you can ring me out before I make you come? You can have those delusions if you want. We all got dreams, right? But the reality of it is, you're going to come when I say you do. And I'm going to fill you up when I want to. Say, darling, control isn't everything now. That's just what you make of it. And you, up here, pressed right against my abs, that sexy back right against me, those legs near my shoulders. I like it. This V-shape kind of suits you from back here. And all the better to whisper sweet everything in your ear. Or at least whatever I want to whisper in your ear, you will then will probably hear it. If you remember it is a whole nother thing entirely, since, well, the nibbling might be distracting. Well, since you were so kind as to spread yourself for me, the angst of not having that big fat cock inside you, getting to you slowly, right? Then don't blame me for what happens next. Now, the question is, do I shove it all in at once? What do you think, honey? Maybe, maybe not. I'm asking you. Look at you. So you think I'm gonna take the path of mercy? Don't think I would do it, huh? Maybe during normal circumstances, if I didn't think you were ready for it, since my shaft is quite thick, big, and generally not the easiest thing to take on. But right now, baby, I don't think you realize how you are. I mean, look. My fingers just go in like it's nothing. You are so fucking hot like this. So it's as easy as properly taking you and lowering you on my dick. I know you feel that. You hear all those loud noises we're making? That's the kind of sound I like to hear. Where we're connecting is just perfect. The feeling. The best. And you slide down like you were meant to fit right on my cock like this. Look at how cute you are. And look at how tight you are. Fuck. Oh, damn. Damn. maybe I underestimated you a little bit. Because I'm feeling it right now. Fuck. And to think that was just the first thrust. Getting as deep as I can inside you. Making sure it's a pleasant experience. And maybe halfway between. If I'd shoved it in right away or all the way in. I'd love to discuss more, but I'm afraid you're making me too horny. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm gonna fuck you against the wall now. Okay, darling? Pacing is the hidden trump card of sex. You get to really feel those strands of pre, that stickiness, that divine tightness, and appreciate each thrust. And I'm sure for you, you can memorize it. The tempo. No one's coming, but then to switch it up, make you guess. That's what a true warrior in the field would do. I think It's you. Actually, I know it's you because I happen to know that feeling that twitched when you clamped down at me like that. How it just feels something like this. Fuck. Fuck. You think you're gonna win? You think you're gonna fucking win? Maybe. Maybe not. Confident till the end, huh? No. I can see why. Honey, you kinda matched me pretty damn well, considering you were offsides and definitely not in the contending to win here, but I think it's obvious I won this little exchange. Oh, don't give me that. You think it was, what, your one? Interesting. I don't know if I can agree to that. You know, competitive spirit and all. Definitely not my loss. Oh, really? That's what you think? Well, I guess suit yourself then. Because I don't really accept this as a loss in any way, so I think I won and you just can't face the music. Well, you know, the easiest way to solve this, right? Obviously, it's to go again. Several hundred more times, maybe. We'll probably figure out who won first, and then, you know, along the way, or maybe we just keep having these blank out at the end moments. Can't really figure out who won, huh? Maybe. Or maybe you just admit I won and save yourself the ability to walk for the next month. Oh, how cute. Just kind of futile. I mean, think about it. Kind of got the odds stacked against you, don't you think? You might be punching the air right now, trying to get your revenge, but I think there's more to it than that. I think this is just the beginning. You nursed me so well, physically, sexually, you name it. But right now, it's different. Don't you think? There's a certain level of special in it. A certain level of love, romance, competition. All of it comes together. But that's just the beginning, ain't it? The first things first. I have to make sure you feel loved. Because win or lose, well, I might not lose, I want to make sure that doesn't feel like anyone lost here. Did you enjoy it? I sure did. Every second was perfect for me. And that's all thanks to you. Doctor, nurse, honey, baby. All those kind of suit you right now. And maybe loser, of course, but only to me. Second place is pretty good, right? I knew you couldn't accept it. Then we'll have to solve this, won't we? Better prepare not to walk for a while.